Kiss Cop. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jotham Down store and Meadowlark restaurant preparing to carry out their plan of dividing the money from the Pearl with Grandpap and Squire Jim.
Listen, Abner, jump on the phone there and try calling Squire again. Tell him we'd like to have him come over here just quick as he can.
Well, I thought you had done talked to him.
No, I called over there, but there weren't no answers.
Oh. Well, then it was Grandpappy Spears you talked to, huh?
No, I never got a hold of him, either. I talked to Aunt Charity, and she said he'd went over to Squire's office. But like I say, there weren't no answer there.
Well, that'll give us a little chance to talk this over once more. Then I'll be...
No, there ain't nothing to talk over now, Abner. It's done decided.
I ain't sure whether I'm decided or not.
Now, we're taking the money we got from the Pearl and dividing it up four ways.
Yeah, well, now, right there. That's what I'd like to have a little talk with you about.
But you've done agreed to it.
I know I did, but...
Yesterday, you was all for giving the whole thing.
Yeah, yesterday, yeah.
You got carried away with yourself.
Yeah, too far carried away. That's my
problem. You was even going to go home and get $100 out of Elizabeth's sugar bowl to make it come out even money.
Doggy, I can get some of the craziest eyes in this head of mine.
But this new plan is the only sense.
Ought to be bored for the simple.
It's fair and square to all of us. Gives everybody an equal share of it. And that ought to make everybody happy.
Yeah, sure. But how much does that come to for each one of us when you get it divided up, Mom?
Well, we had $2,300 and divide that by four, and you get $575 apiece.
Are you sure that's right?
I figured it out with a pencil and paper.
Oh, that sounds little.
Use long division, short division both.
It sounds to me like you use mostly short division.
No, I use everything. Even throwed in a little algebra and geometry. I know I was using some figures there that even I never understood, so I know that must have been what it was.
Well, it must be right then, I reckon.
Oh, I know it's right.
Lum?
Yeah?
I've just been thinking. Do Squire and Grandpap know just exactly what we got for that pearl?
What are you whispering for?
Well, you see, won't nobody hear me. I don't know. There ain't nobody here but us, or is it?
No.
Well, do they know what we got for that pearl?
No, I don't believe they do.
They don't know we got $2,300 for it, do they?
Well, how would they? I never mentioned it. Did you?
No, I never. For all they know, we might have just got $2,000 for it.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Abner.
Well, now, we can do that now, Lum. We can do that. Just divide up $2,000. It'll be just as possible.
No, Abner, that ain't ethical.
Well, it'd make it easier for you to divide it up, though.
Well, I've done got it divided up.
Yeah, but see, Lum, four goes into two. Ain't gonna be ethical. I don't believe four people could divide $2,000. Better make it $400. I know four goes into that, but see there. It's a four.
Well, now, just a second. Wait just a minute.
Yeah, comes out even. That gives them $10 apiece.
Abner, I'm ashamed of you.
Fine. Ain't that right? Wait a minute. I'll figure it again. Four.
Yeah, your arithmetic is bad, but that ain't what I'm ashamed of you for. Ashamed of you ever getting such ideas at.
Well, Lum, all I'm doing is just trying to make it come out even, I think.
Well, you just leave that up to me. And I want you to get on the phone and talk. I'm going to wait a minute. Yonder they come. Both of them.
Huh?
Squire and Grandpap.
Oh, yeah.
Must be mental telegraphy.
Yeah, there goes our money right now.
Now, behave yourself, Abner.
Fine.
You know, good and well, you agreed with me that this was the only right thing to do.
Yeah, I ought to watch myself. Big mouth, me talk myself out every nickel ever.
Well, howdy do. Come right on in. We're just talking about you, sir.
Well, you know the old saying, Lum, speak of the devil.
I'll say.
Sit down, fellas.
Oh, yeah, sure. Thank you.
There's something we want to say to you. Fix the rocker there, Grandpap.
I believe I'll just at least stand up in this store, if you don't mind.
Well, you better sit down, Grandpap, because what we're going to say to you will knock you down.
Well, in that case, you better take the rocker yourself then, Abner, and strop yourself into it.
All right, cut out the joshing, fellas. Let's sit down and get to business.
Before you get into whatever it is you've got to say... there's a little matter I'd like to call to your attention.
Oh, well, that can wait, Squire. Fellas, me and Abner did a lot of thinking about this trial we've all been through.
I'm still thinking about it.
And we finally made up our minds about something. See, what we done with the pearl was sell it to that jewelry store in there at the county seat, and we got...
$2,000 for it.
$2,300. Abner never was any good in figures.
That goes out.
But me and Abner got to looking at that money, and we just didn't feel right about it.
I still don't.
We felt that both you fellas had a pretty good claim to that pearl. Even though the jury did bring in a verdict in our favor, we got to thinking about all that fighting we done during the trial and how there's bound to be some bad feelings about it. So we decided just one thing to do, just one right thing to do, that's to divide up the money.
Oh,
how's that again now?
That's what we're going to do. We're going to split that money four ways. We hope you fellas accept it and think Rifle belongs to you.
Right now, Lord, that is without a doubt a beautiful gesture. And one that appeals to me immensely, too.
What'd you say, Squire?
We've got it all figured out, and it comes to $575 for each one of us.
Yes.
I've got the money separated in these four envelopes here. I counted several times, so I know it's right. Here, Grandpap, here's yours.
Keep it. I'll keep this seven-legged junk. I don't want it.
That dog is out here at everything now.
Well, Grandpap, I'm afraid you never heard what I said. There's money in that envelope.
Yeah, money. M-O-N-E-Y. Money.
I know what's in there. $575, and I don't want it.
Well, I'll be a polka dotted possum. We've all went crazy.
Well, Grandpap, I don't know what your objections are, but we're doing this in good faith.
Yes, Grandpap, I think you're adopting the wrong attitude there. This is a generous and noble deed on the part of our good friends here. And I think the only fair thing for you to do is to accept the money.
Yeah, but Squire,
Go ahead. Take it, Grandpap.
Yeah, Grandpap, here it is. And our best wishes goes with it.
Yes, sir, you take it.
You mind your own business, you little varmint.
Huh?
I ain't gonna take that money, and ain't nobody here big enough to make me do it.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Well, I don't know what you're trying to get away with, Grandpap, but whatever it is, you ain't gonna do it.
Here. Whoa, now. Hold on.
I'll fist fight him. I'll shove it down his throat.
Granny, we don't want this to wind up in a scuffling match. I never realized before how hard it was to give money away.
Yeah, make the old goat take it
now. Just catch up, Abner.
Fine.
I don't know where to try to force money on somebody. Now, look, Grandpap, just what is your objection?
Well, I've got my reasons.
What are they?
I've got reasons.
Just name one. Go ahead, name this.
All right, I will. It might interest you to know that
Grandpap, I think perhaps I understand what's back of your attitude. As you know, Grandpap's a man of deep feeling and great emotion, a highly sensitive type. Very difficult for a man of his nature to accept money that he doesn't feel that he has rightfully earned.
How's that?
Therefore, I know he's just assuming this bold, brusque attitude to cover up his sentimental nature. He just can't bring himself to take advantage of anyone or anything. Now, Grandpap, I'm sure, though, that Lum and Abner here understand how you feel about these things. After all, they're two of your very best friends, you know.
Yeah, but what about...
Well, I think you would be doing them a great injustice not to accept this money. Which envelope is mine, Lum?
This one right here, Squire.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I'll just put that right here in my coat. I'm certainly much obliged to you, men, too.
Not at all.
Yes, sir. I'll remember this as long as I live. I consider this a token of the great friendship that exists between us.
Well, I'm proud you feel that way, Squire.
Yes, indeed.
I know I feel better about it, too.
Aunt Lob, I want you to know something. That even though we tangled in legal battles during the course of the trial, there never existed in my soul one ounce of animosity towards you men. I valued your friendship then, just as I do today.
Well, that's mighty nice of you to say that, Squire.
True friendship, that's what it is, yes.
Here, Grandpap, here's your envelope. Take it for old time's sake.
Well, go on, take it, Grandpap.
Well, take it for old Lang Syne.
If I take it, it'll be for myself. Let old Lang get his own money.
Yeah, you're right. Let's not get nobody else in on this thing. Splitting it four ways is bad enough.
Well, will you accept the money then, Grandpap?
Yeah, I don't know. You heard what Squire said about my sensitive nature.
You better take it, Grandpap.
You think so, huh, Squire?
Yes.
Yeah, looks like everybody's turning again, huh?
Well, I don't see how you can feel that way, Grandpap. We're just trying to give you something. Do something nice for you.
Ganging up on me, that's what you're doing.
Well, now, look, if you don't want to take it...
No, I'll take it. Give it here.
Huh?
Well, that's more like it, Grandpap. Glad you changed your mind. Now, are we all friends again?
Yeah, reckon so.
Doggy, you don't look like a man that's just been given $575. Look downright sad about it.
Well, how would you feel if you'd just been cheated out of about $9,500?
Cheated out of $9,500?
Why, sure. All I got out of you was around $500. And when me and my new attorney, Squire, come over here...
Now,
claiming on law suing you for $10,000.
$10,000?
Yes, the damages for the tooth I broke trying to eat that pigeon-toed pearl in your Spavinovich restaurant. Jiminy, I've been robbed. From now on, you fellas can just find your own pearl.
Well, Lum and Abner's generosity may have saved them some money after all.